A week after the Middle East summit in Aqaba, Jordan, Israeli-Palestinian violence has killed more than 24 people. 16 Israelis were killed in a bus bombing on a busy Jerusalem street. 10 Palestinians were killed in 2 Israeli airstrikes in the Gaza Strip. Israel's Prime Minister Ariel Sharon met with his cabinet today and later promised to continue the campaign against Palestinian terrorists while pursuing a peace agreement with the Palestinian Authority. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
For both Israelis and Palestinians, it will be a day of funerals. Among the dead in the suicide bombing is Alan Beer, a 47-year-old American from Cleveland who moved to Israel several years ago. Among the wounded is Sari Zinger, daughter of New Jersey State Senator Robert Zinger, who was visiting Israel on a program for college students. Among the Palestinian dead are 2 women killed in the first missile strike on Gaza yesterday, less than an hour after the suicide bombing. Israeli officials today denied they were violating the terms of the U.S.-backed roadmap to peace by continuing to assassinate Palestinian militants. Prime Minister Ariel Sharon said that as long as the Palestinian Authority does not crack down on Hamas, Israel will continue targeting its leadership. Cabinet Minister Natan Sharansky, who visited the scene of the bombing yesterday, said Israel has every right to defend itself.
The terror is not going to give us ceasefire, and we are not going to give ceasefire to the terror. And we are going to target not innocent people. We are not going to target innocent people. We are going to continue targeting terrorists and to bring them to justice or to bring justice to them. And that's what we'll do.
Palestinian Authority Cabinet Minister Rassan Khatib says Israel's decision to continue assassinating Hamas activists makes it impossible for the Palestinian Authority to try to stop the suicide bombings.
Politically speaking, when the Israeli occupation forces are chasing the activists of the opposition, it is politically like a suicide to have the Palestinian Authority doing the same against the same kind of targets. It's either Israel will be functioning security-wise in the territories or the Palestinians. You cannot have both in the same time.
The week of attack and counterattack has left many on both sides feeling angry and frustrated. They say they are being drawn into the cycle of violence against their will. Yesterday, at the site of the suicide bombing, 53-year-old Esther Lapian tried to comfort her daughter, who was crying.
Oh, Maya, I'm sorry, sweetheart. Oh.
Lapian said she and Maya had come downtown yesterday to do some errands. She was debating whether to take her to Jerusalem's open-air market, which Maya has never seen, but she wasn't sure it was safe. Police say they believe the bomber, dressed as an ultra-Orthodox Jew, got on the bus at the market. All she wants, says Lapian, is a normal life.
I want to make little decisions in life without having to think 10 times. And I want the Palestinians to have peace and quiet, too. What do I want? I want what everybody else in the world has. I want to be Australia. I want to open the newspaper, and the front page is sports. That's my dream.
On the Palestinian side, many say they want the same thing. Mahmoud al-Arab, a used car dealer in Gaza, was slightly wounded in Israel's failed assassination attempt on Hamas leader Abdelaziz Rantisi Tuesday. Several of his cars were damaged. What do I want? To eat and drink like everyone else, he said. I'm not interested in politics, and I'm not interested in military operations. But at least for now, it seems that neither side will seek quiet. Hamas has vowed revenge for the Israeli assassinations, and Israel says it will continue targeting Hamas leaders. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.